This is a delaying tactic, Your Honor.
She was just contacted this morning. That's not a delaying tactic. That's a simple procedural...
Okay, let's begin. Judge Robert Parks, emergency on-call justice, presiding over a plaintiff request for declaratory judgment on medical procedure RHLHS, an emergency injunction preventing non-payment by insurance company LifeStake. Mr. Harper.
Your Honor, we're asking for a delay of 8 hours. Our lead attorney was caught unaware by this emergency motion.
Your Honor, this surgery needs to happen now. LifeStake's strategy is to run down the clock. They have no defense, so they want to make your ruling irrelevant. In 3 days' time, my client's baby could be dead.
Objection. Your client's fetus.
Well, thank you, Mr. Harper. I'm sure we'll all feel much better with that distinction. This is an emergency court. You get your attorney in here, or you start arguing for yourself. Do you understand?
I do.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round, all through the town. The people on the bus go up and down, up and down, up and down. The people on the bus go up and down, all through the town.
Mrs. Florek.
Miss Nile.
Do you mind giving me a hand here, please?
Oh, boy or girl?
Girl. Unlucky you caught Judge Parks, huh? That's not going to turn out too well, is it?
Why do you say that?
Well, he's a pro-business constructionist who never met an insurance company he didn't like.
Isn't that right? Yes, it is, little baby. It is right.
Pro-business and pro-life.
That's what you're hanging your hat on, huh? I know a lot of pro-business, pro-lifers, and somehow business always seems to win the upper hand.
Do you mind?
Here we go.
This is an ultrasound of the fetus's heart, taken 6 weeks ago during the 18th week of pregnancy.
You're referring to my client, Mrs. Willoughby's baby?
Yes. As you can see here, the right ventricle is enlarged, the left side severely underdeveloped. It's hypoplastic left heart syndrome, a uniformly fatal condition without in utero surgical intervention.
This is surgery performed on the baby's heart. Excuse me. The fetus's heart while still in the womb.
Yes, it needs to happen by the 24th week, 2 days from now.
And the surgery is scheduled for...
Well, 20 minutes ago. I had specialists flying in from Los Angeles, Miami, and Boston.
Until yesterday when the insurance company pulled the plug.
Objection, Your Honor. LifeStake did not pull the plug.
Miss Nyholm, you're late.
Yes, Your Honor. Mrs. Florek buttonholed me in the parking lot. Fetal surgery is simply not a covered procedure per the terms of the Willoughby's policy. This is an experimental treatment, and we are not in the business. My apologies, Your Honor. I found myself without child care.
And with a handy prop.
Excuse me? That is cynicism of the ugliest order, Counselor. Your Honor, I know Mr. Gardner hasn't enjoyed the special bond a mother has with her child.
Oh, come on, LifeStake just wanted to put a pretty face on an ugly stratagem.
Mr. Gardner, do you have any further questions?
Not this time, Your Honor.
Miss Nyholm.
Yes, Your Honor, but she really needs to be fed.
This is a stall tactic, Your Honor.
Yes, it's a stall tactic for me to give my child sustenance.
Your Honor, we don't have time to delay this for even 5 minutes, let alone...
She really is very hungry. If we could just reconvene in an hour...
10 minutes.
Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
There. That's when Mr. Daly stopped me. He said, no, Reverend, not that one. Danny boy.
So your new boy is in trouble.
Why'd you say that?
You phoned me. My guess is Florek is polling well everywhere except African Americans.
African-American women.
It's polling 10 points behind last election. We think it's about crime.
That's about cheating. And you want me to help kick off some kind of forgiveness tour, right?
Prayer breakfast. A few gracious words about God's forgiveness, Peter's true repentance. Hey, it worked for Clinton.
No. Bill had Hillary out there doing press.
That is not an option. Mrs. Florrick is a very private person.
Look, I like Peter. He's been good for us. But the Lord in Christ's church belongs to my son now. You get his blessing, and I'll happily pray with Peter.
It's so bizarre. We have insurance for exactly this type of thing, and now I could sell off everything and still not cover this.
Staying calm. Keeping positive.
Right. It was a good day today. He started kicking again today.
Any closer to a name?
Not yet.
We want to make sure we're all fine first.
How did you get a judge in here on Saturday?
You didn't count on that, did you? So this isn't really your baby, is it?
What's your name?
Bite me.
Is it Dutch?
Excuse me. We're back in session.
How many times have you performed this fetal heart surgery procedure, Dr. Hall?
I'm not a pediatric cardiologist.
Yes, I understand that, but that would mean none, right? No criticism implied, ma'am. I just want to be clear on the facts.
Yes, that's correct.
In fact, how many times has fetal surgery for hypoplastic left heart syndrome been attempted in Illinois? Do you know?
I must confess I don't.
4 times. Now, Dr. Hall, how is that not an experimental procedure?
Objection. It's not within her expertise.
Sustained.
I can see why Mr. Garner wouldn't want you to answer that. No further questions.
Miss Nyholm, how long will you need to prepare your defense?
Well, Your Honor, I'm tempted to ask for 1 week, except...
24 hours.
Except 24 hours is what I mean.
Thank you, Pastor. We feel Peter needs spiritual guidance. He's paid his debt to society, but we know that there's a greater debt.
So you want to use me?
Yes.
Why?
It looks good if I'm embraced by you. Our polling numbers are below par with African-American women.
So is that the latest scheme, Mr. Florrick? Brutal honesty?
Son. No, wait. It's okay. Look, Reverend, I know that you think I'm just a shallow, narcissistic politician, and you know what? I agree with you. But I have been in prison for the last 8 months. I've been away from my family, from my life. I've seen everything I built turn to dust.
Until one day you found the glorious words of the Gospels.
Can we have a minute alone?
I'm not a photo op.
I know you're not.
I won't be charmed, finessed, yupped. You've done wrong.
I know I have.
Your marriage is in trouble. I know you think it isn't, but it is. Because you don't acknowledge true repentance.
Tell me what I have to do.
You love your wife?
Yes.
Does she love you?
I don't know.
You are sleeping in separate rooms?
Yeah.
Do you believe Jesus died for your sins?
I don't know what that means.
Do you want to know what it means?
No.
Please, God, make me good. Just not yet. Your fate will change. But your wife won't love you. She won't return to your bed till you change. So, do you want to change?
Nyholm's not budging. Life State's worried about setting a precedent that could cost them millions in the class action. Where are you and Carrie?
We're still working up a list of experimental procedures Life State's covered in the past.
Good. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just don't like investing myself emotionally.
I know. We have a fighting chance here.
Get some sleep.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Show him your mercy. Let him know that his sins will be forgiven. Merciful Jesus, I speak to him, and I will do your salvation. And I will hold him.
Even if you don't sympathize with my client.
Shh. Even if you don't sympathize with my clients, this won't play well in the press.
Oh, come on, Will. How bad do you think you can make an insurance company look these days?
Hey.
But he can pay for the operation. High six figures, right? Mr. Harper can cover that with a stroke of a pen.
If?
You drop the class action suit. That's right, Will. Let's talk like adults here. You're not in this to help some sweet couple have their first baby. Where's the paycheck in that?
There were 68 other sweet couples who were denied coverage by LifeState.
Trial lawyers, defenders of the just and the innocent. Just think about it. Drop your class action nuisance suit and we'll find the money to save that baby. Grab my bag.
How's the LifeState?
Patty Nyholm offered to pay if we drop our class action.
Ouch. Might as well close up shop.
Yep. Starting to make sense why she's fighting a tooth and nail, though.
You might think about going the political route. Get the state insurance commissioner to apply some pressure.
You won't get involved. There's no political upside.
He might for a friend.
Are you...
No, not me. Mr. Florek. It's a side benefit of having her on staff, right? User connections.
His connections.
Her connection to his connections? Is that a problem?
No. I just think there are better ways to go.
So, good. The Reverend's on board.
Yes, he's seeing Peter twice a week, and I'll petition the court for monitored trips back and forth with the Lord and Christ Church.
And I'll slip an item to Advent Palace. I've got a couple of photographers there.
Hey, you might want to hold off on that.
Why?
Peter doesn't want it.
Why?
Pastor Isaiah.
What's going on?
Exactly what we wanted. Spiritual guidance.
What we wanted was a photo op.
Yeah, and we'll get that eventually.
And in the meantime?
Peter's listening.
I'm not liking the sound of this. Religion's like a drug. In small doses, it's curative. In large, it's addictive. Talk to him.
He won't listen to me.
Not Peter. The Reverend Isaiah.
Pastor Isaiah. And I tell you what, why don't you talk to him?
He'd be better.
Eli. Aren't we living in a post-racial world these days?
Okay, I'll do it. Won't this be entertaining?
I am incredibly sympathetic. I can't even imagine the stress Kate must be under. But a risky, medically unnecessary surgery is not the answer.
To be fair, you are a claims manager, not a medical professional.
Yes, but that's why we hire independent medical consultants, retired doctors who are contracted to evaluate medical records and make a determination.
And what was the consultant's determination here?
A fetal surgery is not considered medically necessary when there is a tried and tested alternative. This is waiting until the baby's born.
No further questions, Ms. Pomeroy. I know this was hard for you, and your sympathy really goes out to this couple.
So, as soon as Kate has the baby, if she has the baby, you'll pay for the surgery, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
It's covered for a baby that's born.
Right.
In utero surgery for spina bifida, 23 weeks. So as far as LifeState's concerned, this isn't a baby. This isn't someone who qualifies for surgery. This, according to your denial letter, is a pregnancy complication not covered. Is that correct?
Objection. Relevant.
Overruled. Policy language is relevant here.
Unfortunately, that's right.
No further questions.
I'm a new mother myself. So I know how exciting and overwhelming it is and how important it is to guard your health.
Miss Nyholm, I get it. You're a mom. We're all impressed. Can we move this along now?
Yes, Your Honor. Mrs. Willoughby, do you understand the risks of a surgery that would involve cutting you open to reach your uterus, cutting open your baby to insert a balloon catheter into its heart?
To save his life. You forgot that part.
His life. That's right. Because this is a life we're talking about, isn't it? Mrs. Willoughby, what do you do for a living?
I'm a community organizer.
Which involves
grassroots efforts towards
social change, protecting civil rights. In fact, you spent the last 5 years advocating for abortion rights, didn't you?
I lobbied for women's reproductive rights in general.
You spent years fighting to ensure that a fetus at this stage could be aborted legally.
Fighting to ensure that there was a choice.
And now that you're the one with a fetus at 23 weeks, you argue that it should be considered a baby. In fact, it is a life worth saving. In fact, your baby deserves the most cutting-edge, extreme life-saving measures possible.
Yes, this is my child. Of course, he deserves anything.
Maybe you can live with that hypocrisy.
Objection! Badgering the witness. Sustained.
How you doing?
I don't know. I guess I've been better.
You did well. You're worried Patty pushed it too far. It's hard to read this judge, but I think we have a fighting chance.
If we lose, then what?
What do you mean?
What are our options?
Let's not worry about that now.
We can't drop our class action.
I know.
There are 68 other couples just like them. Yes, it's about the firm, too, but we can't drop the class action.
I understand.
Don't you like this? Being a lawyer. Isn't it fun?
It has its moments.
Can't tell which way I'll go.
Hold on. We're good.
Your Honor, I'm sorry. I need to raise a quick issue, if you don't mind.
I'm ready to rule, Miss Nile.
Yes, Your Honor, but everything about this emergency court has been rushed and unorthodox, and something has been brought to our attention within the last 10 minutes.
What you doing? Quickly, Miss Nyholm.
All this litigation has led to a higher level of scrutiny of the Willoughby's policy application, and I'm afraid we've uncovered some deal-changing issues.
Now, come on.
Yes, Mr. Gardner. When we began these proceedings, I didn't expect Mr. Willoughby to misrepresent his medical history.
What? Sit down, sir. Sit down.
This misrepresentation gives Lystate the right to rescind his policy entirely.
Your Honor, this is not a buffet. Miss Nyholm can't pick one attack and then, failing that, try another.
Your Honor, I would argue that this goes to the heart of contract law. Even if you are prone to rule in the plaintiff's favor, at the very minimum, you should hear whether there was a legal contract to begin with.
Your Honor, I want to remind you that we are racing against a ticking clock. Miss Nyholm is counting on this surgery being irrelevant by the time you decide. Mr. Gardner, urgency is not its own rationale. A just decision cannot, will not be rushed.
You still have 2 days for the surgery.
Miss Nyholm, prepare your witnesses and your exhibits, and I will hear on this matter tomorrow.
You understand what you're doing here, Patty? You take away their coverage altogether, that baby gets no surgery at all.
That's on you, Will. You have another option. Drop the class action.
I want to speak to you today about the path. God's path. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When we walk with him, our souls are right with him.
I never realized you rehearsed these sermons. I thought they just came down from the Holy Spirit like a dove.
Hello, Mr. Gold.
Reverend Isaiah.
So, I believe I've been crimping your style.
Peter did wrong. He's sorry. He apologized to his wife. He apologized to his constituents. He would now like to apologize to his God.
And I approve.
No, sir. Reverend, you are doing more than approving. You are trying to take advantage of a man who is feeling raw about his mistakes.
I love that word, mistakes. Sleeping with a prostitute is just like drop zero on a tax form.
You're young, sir. Youth tends to see things in black and white.
Things are black and white.
So let's put things into black and white for you, then. 4.2 grams of crack cocaine. You were just short of intent to distribute.
And you want to what? Tell my congregation. Shock them. Gonna have to look for something new. I could give you my license plate number.
Reverend, Peter could make a difference in people's lives.
He needs to make a difference in his life first.
He has.
No. I have to go. I've enjoyed this. Let's stay in touch.
Mr. Willoughby, LifeState is saying that this question wasn't answered accurately. Can you see that?
Yes.
You were to check the box if you had circulatory problems, including but not limited to chest pain, heart murmur, palpitations, phlebitis. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
Funny, I don't either. Do you?
Objection.
Mrs. Florek, sustained.
Mr. Willoughby, why didn't you check box number two?
Well, because it says circulatory disorders slash problems. The doctor said the heart palpitations were nothing to worry about. They weren't a problem. So I just thought I was being accurate.
Thank you.
Let's chalk question two up to a misunderstanding.
But if someone outright lied on an application regarding a relevant health issue, that would be grounds for voiding their policy, correct?
Yes, but I didn't.
Question 10. During the past 12 months, has any applicant smoked cigarettes, pipes, cigars, or used chewing tobacco? You answered no, correct?
Correct.
Yes, good. Now, last fall, did you go on a fishing trip with a friend with the lovely name of Brent Boyle?
Objection. Relevance?
I'm getting there.
Overruled. The witness may answer the question.
Yes.
Yes, you did go on such a fishing trip. Good. Here. Here's you. And here. Looks like you're smoking a cigarette there.
It was only one. I've never been a regular smoker.
The question wasn't whether you were a regular smoker.
Yes, but I didn't think...
Your Honor, the question was simple. Mr. Willoughby's answer was a lie.
Laying aside my sympathy for the plaintiff, what this boils down to is a simple matter of contract law. Mr. Willoughby's material omission gives LifeState the right to render this contract null and void. Plaintiff's motion is denied. Policy rescission stands.
Your Honor, I would ask for an emergency motion to reconsider. Sending Kate Willoughby home without the surgery is a death sentence for our child.
I'm following the law, Mr. Gardner. Not agreeing with it. Motion to reconsider denied.
Okay. Let's make a deal.
You just lost the craps, Will. You don't make a deal with the croupier. You just go home.
Well, if I were you, Patty, I'd still want to be certain. Oh, come on. Blew it.
No, Jesse blew it, and he knows it.
No. My home's right. I played craps with that kid's life.
Well, you did everything. Well, you listen. I know you did everything.
are we?
Damn it.
Alicia.
No.
Alicia.
You just missed her.
Oh, thanks.
We need your help. Braxton Hicks, but they still won't.
Excuse me. Amanda, this hospital is required by law to treat patients in an emergency, regardless of insurance coverage.
We are just sorting out the paperwork, sir.
For an hour? If a doctor is not examining her within 3 minutes, I will personally call the police and file a malpractice suit against you, personally. Don't make an enemy out of a lawyer, lady.
Hi.
That was great last night.
Are you becoming religious?
to change. No. No, really. Eli. So I better change.
Hi.
Will, you can't.
It's not about. It's about work.
For what? What?
Your cell phone's off. I just spent all night at the hospital with the Willoughbys. I need to talk to Peter.
No.
Will?
Hey, Peter. Been a long time.
A very long time. Come on in.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, man. Yeah.
Tomorrow, you've exhausted all legal channels, and you didn't have to do that.
How can I help?
A company like LifeState is motivated by two things: money and the fear of a revoked license. And I know you and the commissioner go back a long way.
Give me something concrete, and I'll make sure he gets his eyes on it right away.
Thank you.
So, how's Alicia doing at work?
Alicia? Good. Great, really. Sorry about all the late hours.
Oh, hey, a lawyer's life? I get it.
Anyway. I hear the retrial's going well.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Our state's attorney seems intent on retrying me, no matter how thin the evidence.
Well, at least you're home.
At least I'm home.
So, Alicia, we need to reconvene this morning with Kalinda. Supposedly she's got something on LifeState.
Oh, what do you know? Kalinda works at Stern Lockhart. Small world.
That's right. She used to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll see you later.
Yep.
Don't be late.
He's great. I don't remember him being so nice.
Yeah.
Please tell me you have something good.
Well, I'm not sure what it is. And my method for obtaining it is not exactly legitimate.
Illegitimate as in I can't use it in court, or we can go to jail.
I downloaded firmware and cloned Patty Nyam's phone in order to intercept her text messages. What? You wanted something? I got you something.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, apart from an alarming flirtation with a guy that mows the lawn, she's hiding Pamela.
Pamela? Pamela who?
My guess is Pamela Pomeroy, their claims manager. I think she's ready to flip.
She was on the stand. She didn't say a thing.
Yeah. They're on to Pam. They turn Pam. We lose everything. My guess is Pomeroy went one too many times to battle LifeState. She's ready to spill.
You really clone Nyholm's cell?
Yeah.
You do that again, don't tell me. I should talk to her.
Mr. Gardner?
Yeah.
Did Alicia get her laptop last night?
Alicia?
After you left, she came back looking for her laptop in your office. Just making sure she got it.
Yeah, she got it. Okay. Let's go see Pamela.
Yeah.
Thank you.
about this morning.
You don't have to be sorry.
Can you come in?
So, you're my boss.
I know.
I'm a junior associate.
I know. You came to my office. Last night, after you left, you came back to my office. Why?
Well, help me out, please. We had whatever we had at Georgetown, and I just...
But you came back.
I know. I was wrong.
Because you're married? Okay, I have a suggestion.
I like work. I like working here. I don't want everywhere I go to be a mess.
We're not going to talk about this. We're not going to say anymore, okay?
Good.
We're going to go to dinner. In 1 week's time, and we'll talk then.
Please don't end up hating me. I need this job. I'm sorry.
Alicia, it's fine. We have bad timing. We've always had that timing.
Excuse me, Miss Pomeroy?
Yes. Do you have a moment, Miss Pomeroy?
I don't think we should be talking.
We just need a minute. Why are they trying to hide you?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have to go.
Please, the Willoughbys. Their child is dying. I saw it in your eyes. You want to help. Please help.
You saw it in my eyes? Really? With powers of perception? What do you see in my eyes now? I'm going home now.
But Niamh said she was trying to hide him.
You guys are really clueless. She's not trying to hide it. It's closed already.
It's an acronym. PAM. Policy Application Management.
It's an off-site group of LifeState employees who look for application mistakes, but only after expensive claims were filed.
It's organized post-claims underwriting.
Yep. It's illegal in some states, and legislation in Illinois is on the horizon.
Which explains why they shut it and tried to bury it.
Yeah, but we got it with an illegally obtained text. It's fruit of the poisonous tree. We can't use it.
We can use it. We just can't use it in court.
Not a good time.
Sure it is.
Suit yourself.
Is that?
Yeah. This case is over, Will.
No. LifeState is going to quietly reinstate Kate's coverage in time for the surgery this afternoon. Or your client's going to be dealing with a hell of a lot more than one upset family.
Here I go trembling again.
We know about Pam. Do you know who's sitting outside your office right now? Jonathan Dobbs, the insurance commissioner.
Tammy, is there a man in the waiting room? Describe him. How'd you do that?
He's waiting to hear about Pam. An entire department dedicated to finding specious ways to rescind policies when patients need them most. Do you remember when you asked me how bad I can make an insurance company look? Really bad, Patty.
Drop your license, Pat.
You got this illegally. You must have, or we'd be in court.
You want to take it to a judge and sort it out there? Or just cover Kate?
Thank you. I failed her. Just one puff of a cigarette and I saw it all going wrong. You have kids?
No.
I think it changes everything, doesn't it?
It does.
Is he? I can't tell if he's smiling. Is he smiling?
I don't know.
Take off your mask.
You realize if one whiff of Pam surfaces, we can trace back to your firm.
I know what a confidentiality agreement is, Patty.
And you can't use it in the class action suit.
We'll find another way.
I doubt that. How'd you find it?
Find what?
Pam.
Who's Pam?
You two make a cute couple.
Hey. How'd it go?
Insurance case. Jonathan showed up, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, he did. It worked. Our client got the surgery and it went well. How was your day?
Good.
I spent more time with Pastor, I'd say. He wants us to go to church.
Well, that would be interesting.